everybody. Welcome to Project Sovereign. We are in for an absolute treat today. We have got a big hero of mine on the show, Jordan Maxwell. He's been a big inspiration in my life for the last 10 years or so, since sort of waking up to some of the more darker realities of life. So, Jordan, thank you very much for coming on. It's an absolute honour.
That's quite all right, and thank you for inviting me.
So, Jordan, you've had a few health issues. Are you all fixed? Are you mended?
Say that again?
Are you mended now? Are you fixed? You've had a health scare recently, I hear.
Well, actually, I had a heart attack about a year ago, and then I had a stroke about a month ago, but I'm still alive, so I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you're well. Let's start talking a little bit about what's going on in the world at the moment with COVID and all that mess. What's your opinion on it? I know it's quite a big topic, but what's your opinion?
Well, in America, you could go to prison for having opinions.
Yeah.
So I'll give you my opinion anyway, because I don't care. Because if I die, they're doing me a favor anyway. So it doesn't bother me.
Far away.
I think this whole thing is preparation for the age of Aquarius. The whole world is getting changed, preparing us for the age of Aquarius. There's a new earth and a new heavens coming. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says there's a new heavens and a new earth. Well, the new heavens is the age of Aquarius, instead of the age of Pisces. Mm-hmm. And the new earth is what we're going is what we're living through right now. It's the new age of Aquarius coming. And so the powers that be are destroying our country, destroying our culture, destroying everything we've lived for, and destroying it. And they're also cleverly having us help them. Mm. So we are helping to destroy our culture, our country, and our freedom, and losing everything. And we're doing it culturally. We're doing it because it's the thing to do, is destroy ourselves. So that's what we're doing.
Mm. I've heard it said that evil plays on a man's virtues.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And
unfortunately, it does.
So you say the powers that be. Do you think that this is, do you think it's a real virus, or do you think that it's man-made? Do you think it even exists?
I question between if it even exists and if it's man-made. Mm. I do not think viruses are transferable through the air. I have been told by so many doctors and so many good people who are intelligent that viruses don't go through the air. You can't breathe them. Mm. You have to eat it or touch it or taste it or something to get a virus. But we still wear our masks because we're told to. And besides, America's not the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not free or brave. We're just as ignorant and stupid and ill-informed as everybody else. So we just put on our mask and we just stay home and do nothing and don't go to work and just starve, because that's what they need. They need a new earth. And so we of the old earth have got to go. So we just tell our government, okay, whatever you say, Heil Hitler. We do whatever you tell us. Yeah. So whatever the Fuhrer tells us, we do.
Yeah.
So yes. All of my life, I have tried to educate myself and to help educate my fellow man. But today, we've lost our country. We've lost our freedom. We've lost our jobs. We've lost our minds. We've lost our homes. The only thing left to do is to lose yourself. And so that's what we're doing now with this lunacy that we live in. We're losing our minds. We're losing our individuality. We're losing everything. And the human family is going to be a subjugated slavery coming for the whole human race. And I, for one, am not interested in being somebody else's slave. When you understand how government works and we're slaves, then you begin to realize how far gone we really are.
Yeah. So what has happened to America then, Jordan?
Say again.
What has happened to America? Why has it fell?
Because we here in America are no longer a country. We're not called the United States of America. Therefore, we're not Americans. We're not Americans. People think of us as the United States of America, but we're not Americans by law. We are a corporate entity. We are a corporation. The United States is a corporation, a company. We're not a country anymore. So we've lost our country. It's already gone. We lost that back in 1868 to 1870. After the Civil War, it was declared that we are no longer united. We had a terrible Civil War, so we're not united anymore. Therefore, they don't call us United States of America. We're not united. We were at war with each other. But they decided that they needed to do something to run this country, so they called it the United States Corporation and incorporated us as a company. And so today, that's why we have lost everything in America. We're done for. We're finished. Because we have given away our country, we've given away our intelligence, our jobs, our home, we've given away everything we ever had, we've given it all away. We just do whatever the Führer says, we do whatever Heil Hitler, whatever they tell us to do, we do. And so they tell us, go home, put a mask on, shut your mouth, and don't think about nothing, and we hope you're dead. Well, we're dying.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can do, wearing our masks and staying home and don't go to work. But the Americans don't realize that America is business. And if you're not doing business, we're dead. And so our country is too big. If we don't do any business, we're going to be dead soon. And then the people will wake up, and then they will understand what I've been talking about for the past 60 years.
Do you think that the people, the way that they are, do you think that they deserve the governments that are in place?
Ask that again. What did you say?
So, for example, they keep voting for all these people. Do you think that they deserve what they get, the people?
Oh, without a doubt. No doubts about it. If you're ignorant and ill-informed, you don't read, you don't question, you don't do anything about your intellectual problems, yeah, you just get what you normally get. You get taken, lied to, and treated like an animal. And today, Americans are not man and woman. There is a book that's been published by the United States government. It's called the Stiles Magazine. Stiles Magazine. In the U.S., you can buy it from the United States government printing office. Stiles Magazine is published by the U.S. government. It has in that magazine all the words that our federal government uses. And what those words mean, not what you think they mean, but what they actually mean. And when you read that, you will find out that we are not men or women. We are animals, because it says, if you were a man, they call you masculine. If you're a woman, they call you feminine. But they don't call us masculine or feminine. They call us, They call us man and woman. And so therefore, we are animals. We're not masculine or feminine. We're animals. And that's what it says in the Stiles Magazine, that you are not an American, you're not a human, and you're not man or woman. You're just an animal. And therefore, people who own the country, own the land, And according to the law, whoever owns the land owns all the life on the land. So if you have a block that you own of land, you own the insects and the animals and all the other kind of living things on the land. You own it. It's your land. And therefore, the people who own America own us. We're not men or women. We're not Americans. We're a bunch of goofy, airhead, ill-informed goofballs like everybody else. That's so all we are.
What's the solution then, Jordan?
Sarah, what say is it again.
What is the solution?
The solution, I don't think there is one. I don't really think there is one because it's too late. Right. We've been ignorant for too long. We've been stupid, ill-informed, and unread for too long. Today, you have to do something intelligent. How can you do intelligence when you don't have a brain at all? You're not thinking. How can you do anything intelligent? So you have to understand what's going on. Understanding comes from the word to stand under something. You understand. And it means that you stand under something.
Yeah.
And we're not standing under anything. We don't understand anything. We just go along and do whatever it is we call ourselves doing. Whatever we're told to do, we do it. They tell you wear a mask, we wear a mask. They tell you to stay home, so we stay home. They tell us don't go out and don't get next to any other person, so we just stay home and stay by ourselves and wear our mask and do whatever the Fuhrer tells us, and we just do whatever we're supposed to do. So myself, I don't see any hope for us. I don't see any hope because we need our brain to have any hope, and so far we haven't shown the world we've got a brain.
It sounds like God. It sounds a bit like Soviet Russia. That's what it sounds a bit.
Yeah,
like.
That's what it is. It's purely Soviet communism that we're living under, and we just love America. Loves communism, Marxist, Leninist, Soviet communism. We in America love it. We can't get enough of Soviet communism. We love it. So we are the new Soviet communist bloc in the world. America is the new communist nation. We are communizing the whole world. We have something in America called social networks. Socialism, communism, Marxism, communism. That's what our social networks are all about. Because when Russia was overthrown and they brought in a new communist government back in 1920s, or whatever it was, they called it the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, USSR. That's why we have a USA, United Soviet America. So that's what we are doing. We are a Soviet communist country. We're living under Soviet communism, and we love it. We just do whatever they want us to do. They tell us that whatever they want us to do, and we just do it because we just love it. We love stupidity and ignorance. And incredibly, we've lost our jobs. We've lost our homes. We've lost our culture. We've lost our country. We've lost the freedom of speech. We've lost everything. Now it's only time for us to lose our minds. So that's what we're doing now today. We're losing our minds.
Do you think that Donald Trump's doing anything good?
You know, that's very difficult to know. My gut feeling is there's something wrong here. Because on the one hand, I know that Donald Trump represents other people. He's not doing it himself. He represents other people who have power, and they don't like what's going on, so they put him into office. But just because they put him into office does not mean he's good for the people. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because there are too many things happening right now in the United States, which is absolute total communism in America. He doesn't seem to do anything about that. He's bringing in more people from Africa, from criminals and all kinds of crazy people from all over the world. We're bringing them all in. Bring them all in. Bring in everybody. If you need guns, we'll give you the guns. If you need knives, if you need explosives and bombs, we'll give it to you. Come on in. We'll give you plenty of money. We'll give you everything, anything you need. You need a gun, we'll give it to you. And so I don't know about what's going on in America, but I don't know about Trump. I know that everybody hates him for some reason because he seems to be American. That's why they hate him, because the people themselves are communists. And they love to go along, to get along and do whatever the Fuhrer says, and he doesn't like that. And besides, he's wealthy, and he's got his own empire and his own wealth, and he's made a lot of money for himself while Americans don't have nothing. And so therefore, we're supposed to hate him. But as it turns out, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is that Americans don't know where they're going. They don't know why they were born. They don't know what they're doing today. We're not living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not free or brave. We don't know what we're doing. We just wear our masks and stay home.
So, well, this is fairly recent, isn't it? Like, you know, the move to communism. How long has that been going on, particularly in America? Because I have a lot of respect for how America was founded and the principles that it was founded on. But now it's like the complete opposite.
Yeah, totally opposite today. Totally. The same identical ideas that we had in 1776 are gone. We don't have any of that ever again. Nobody goes to school. Nobody's thinking. Nobody reads. Nobody questions. We just go along with whatever we're told to do. We're so damn stupid that we actually think that we're supposed to do whatever we're told to do. But America, when it's founded, we don't need to tell, to be told what to do. We'll do whatever we want to do. We're American, and this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, today we're not free or brave. Today we're ignorant, ill-informed, unread, and just downright stupid. So all I suggest is just wear your mask and stay away from everybody else and don't get near other people. Wear your mask and stay home, and we hope you die. Because we're going to have to die. The human race is going to have to die, getting ready for the new age of Aquarius is coming.
So do you think with the age of Aquarius, is that like a complete overhaul of humanity?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Complete overhaul of humanity. Absolutely. And that's what that means. You and me have to go. We got to go. We have to leave here. They prefer you die right now and be dead and gone. They got to make room because they're tired of trying to feed you and take care of you and give you running water to drink and to wash with and use water. You are worthless in their eyes. You are nothing more than a worthless animal. Therefore, you have to go. We don't need you around here anymore. We got bigger things to worry about than you. And so, therefore, they need you to go home and die. Go home and put a mask on and hope you don't eat and hope you die. Because you don't need to be here. We're tired of trying to feed you and take care of you. And your government is corrupt. Your thinking is corrupt. Your knowledge is corrupt. And in America, we are the most well-informed, imbecilic morons that ever lived. We call ourselves so intelligent, but at least we do have something going for us in America. We have artificial intelligence. Thank God for artificial intelligence, because the people are stupid. At least we got artificial intelligence. So, I don't know. We got artificial intelligence. That's good, because we don't have any intelligence, so we have to create it and call it artificial intelligence. It really is a disgusting, incredible situation when you can get grown people who do not know how to think, who do not know how to question anything. They just go along. Just like the people in Nazi Germany, they just went along because they were told to do it. And if you don't do what the government tells you, they'll put you in prison and beat you and throw you away and probably kill you. And so that's what we got going in America. We're told what to do. We're told how to think. And you have to do it because you're part of the great communist world system. Mm. Me, I'm not a part of the communist world system. I do my own thinking. I think for myself and I read and I study. Mm. And now I know that the church has misled everyone. Religion has misled the whole world. When you're born, the church owns you when you're born. Then when you get married, that's in the church. When you have babies, that's in the church. And when you die, that's in the church. So the church owns you. They own you when you get married, when you have a baby, and when you die. So what's even worse is they supposedly own you after you're dead. They can tell you where you're going. And they say that there's a possibility you could go to hell. You don't know what the word hell means. Hell is a Hebrew word called Sheol. Sheol, S-H-E-O-U-L, Sheol. Sheol asks a Jew, what is the word Sheol? They'll say, that's your word, hell. What does Sheol mean? It means a grave. Well, when you die, you're going to hell. Because hell is a grave. That's right. It. Well, that's true. The whole world is going to hell because when you die, you're going into a grave.
Yeah.
Grave is called hell in Hebrew. But how many people read to know that? Most people don't know they're even alive. They have no idea in the world what's going on. We're just like any other animal. You know, if you have a lot of cattle, you make sure you can feed them, make sure they have water and food. Why? Because you're going to get them fat and stupid, and then you're going to sell them to McDonald's or to hamburger. Mm. So you need to sell them, and that's what we've been doing. That's what we do in America. We're feeding the people, keeping them well-fed, and keeping them drinking and alcohol and drugs, but keep them eating so they're happy. And then one day we'll sell them off to be a hamburger somewhere. That's what we call the military. Send them out to get killed. Who the hell cares? They're going to die anyway. Let them die.
Yeah. So let me ask Jordan, what role does religion play in the Roman Catholic Church in all this?
Oh, the Vatican is probably the biggest single criminal organization on the earth. That's why we have the Pope. The Pope is called the Holy Father. We call the Pope the Holy Father. Why is he a Holy Father? Because he speaks for God. He's a Godfather. Get it? He's a Godfather. And that's what we call the heads of the Mafia, the Godfather. That's what the Pope is. He's a Holy Father. He speaks for God. That's where the idea of a Mafia Godfather comes from. So therefore, the Pope is the most leading criminal on the earth. He's lied and cheated, and he's in charge of all kinds of businesses that you don't know anything about. He has money and power that you have never been told about. But that's the reason why all the famous gangsters of the world, all the politicians, the liars and the deception criminals of the world, the politicians, they go to Rome so they can kiss his ring. You better kiss his ring. He's a godfather. So you find out what the Vatican is really doing, and it's going to frighten you if you find out what the Vatican really represents. That's why the Mafia, they call them Sicilian Italians. We're talking about Italia. We're talking about Italy. We're talking about Rome. It's one heck of a story, one hell of a story, when you find out what this world really is and how we're being run and who owns us and what we're doing and what we're not doing. What we're not doing is we're reading or studying or thinking. What we do is that we're all falling in line with everybody else. Everybody knows you have to wear a mask, so we all wear a mask. Everybody knows that we're Nazis and a bunch of communists, so you do what you're told to do. Everybody knows you don't read and you don't think. Everybody knows that, so we don't read or think. It's incredible how bad off the human race truly is. And whatever is coming, we deserve it, because we have given up our lives. We've given up our hope for tomorrow. We've given everything up, and we do what we're told to do. And therefore, the people in charge are not elected officials. They're a bunch of criminals. We call them politicians. The politicians are there to do one thing, and that is take over your life and tell you what you can do, what you can't do. Who the hell are they? And I am amazed at how much we just go along to get along, and we just do whatever they tell us to do. So what else is there to talk about?
Well, what about the education system? What is done?
There is no educational system.
What role does that play in, like, people not thinking for themselves?
Well, you just answered it. People don't think for themselves, and so we call them educated. They're not educated. When I was a child at 8 years old, I used to ask adults questions, and I realized they couldn't answer the questions. They just gave me their opinion. Nobody speaks with authority as an adult in America. Nobody, very few people speak with any authority, because they don't know anything. They just got an opinion that they heard somebody else say something, so that's what they believe. But nobody seems to do their own homework. Even the politicians and our teachers, they don't do any homework. Our lawyers, they don't know what the law is. They don't study law. They have no idea in the world what law is. They don't know where law comes from. So don't call yourself a lawyer. They are attorneys. An attorney is somebody who turns over something to someone else. He's called an attorney. Attorneys turn over your money and your property to somebody else. He's called an attorney. That's where the word comes from. They're not lawyers. They don't understand law.
No.
They're ignorant, ill-informed goofballs that are only out to feed themselves and take care of themselves. They don't care about the human family. They don't need to. You just do what you're told, and you make your money and keep your mouth shut. And we form for ourselves our teachers. We ignorant people of America have set up colleges and universities so we can teach the lawyers what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to know. So we formulate our own leaders. And our leaders are ignorant, ill-informed, unread, and criminal. Stupid, and they are all just like us. They're just like us. They just want to take over and have their bellies full and eat and make sure they got plenty of creature comforts, so that means you got to pay them a lot of money. But they don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. They just have to read a book. That's why you have to have a license to be a lawyer. The same reason for that you have to have a license when you get married, because it's just a business. And it's a business license. And so if you're getting married, that's a business. I don't know. It's just an incredible amount of stupidity and ignorance that the human race is a part of today. And I am ashamed of myself, because I have for 60 years been trying to tell the people around me on the earth to wake up. Now I find, after 60 years of work, I now see how I am broke. I have no place to live. I have nothing. I own nothing and have nothing. And I know what's going on. I've done all the homework. I know what's happening. I know what's happening to the world, to the whole world. And I know that in October of this year, we're going to have some serious trouble. I know that in the next month or so, we're going to, as of today, being the 1st of September, we're going to see some terrible things happening on the earth in this month and next month. September and October are going to be two very, very difficult months for the human race.
And is that astrology? Is that astrological?
Astrological.
Okay.
Because the whole earth is going into the age of Scorpio. Scorpio is a scorpion, and scorpions are deadly. And the dignified god of Scorpio is Mars. Mars is a god of war, and Scorpios are deadly. It implies that in the next 2 months, we're going to see a deadly war. I don't know if it's going to be a world war, a nuclear conflict, or a comet hitting the Earth. Something terrible is coming in September and October. And wake up and just realize whatever it is going to cause trouble all over the Earth. It's going to be like 9/11 for the whole world, because 9/11 was terrible for New York. It scared the peewads out of everybody.
Yeah,
that's what it was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're going to have another 9/11, this is for the whole world now.
Mm.
It's going to prepare us to go into the age of Aquarius. Most people don't know what I'm talking about. I have on my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com,
yeah,
is my website. You have to add the word show, Jordan Maxwell Show.
I'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, and you have to add show because there are other people out there using my name to make them money.
Mm-hmm.
They know me and they know my name is out there all over the world and people know it. So I have other people who are coming in to use my name to make money off of my name. And me, I got nothing, I have nothing, and I own nothing because I've always given everything away. And so today I have nothing and I own nothing. I have no place to live. But there were people using my name to make money. And so it's an incredible situation, but what else, what can I tell you? That's the way life is in America. If you're good and decent and try to help people, they'll throw you in prison. They'll throw you in prison if you're good and helpful. If you're doing something to help the human race, they will put you in prison in America, period. Mm. It's disgusting what has happened to us. There are good doctors who find out things they help the human family and how your body works and what you need to do, and they tell the people, and then they are arrested, and you never hear from them again. They never hear from you again. And so I've seen that happen. Good people who are doing things to help their fellow man, they go to prison in America.
Mm.
So,
Jordan, you've been doing this work for over 60
since
years.
1959. That's 59 years ago. I started doing radio and talking to people about what was going on some 60 years ago.
Wow.
I'll be 80 years old in a couple of months. In December, I turn 80 years old. So I'm almost 80. I feel like I'm 150. But I'm 80. But everything about me is broken down because I've become very old and very tired and very, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Have you given up now on putting more out there? Or
I have pretty much given up, yes. Given up because I'm old and I'm tired and sick and I've had a heart attack and I've had a stroke. I've been in the hospital and I have nothing. I own nothing. I have nothing. Why? Because I've given it all away. Mm. I've spent everything I could find on my education to educate myself. And because of that, today I find I'm living in a country that doesn't even know they're alive. They don't know how to think. And as long as I've been trying to wake people up today, people are still ignorant and ill-informed.
Mm.
Do you realize how many people I get that go to my website and they email me and say, Jordan, where do I start? Do you have any recommended materials?
Mm.
Yeah, it's on my website. Go on my home page on my website. It says recommended materials. Nobody reads that. Nobody knows what that means. They ask me, do you have any recommended materials? Yes, on my website. It's called recommended materials. Nobody reads. Nobody seems to be able to read nothing.
Mm.
In America and around the world, nobody seems to be able to read anything. They don't read. And if you join my research website, then you really see how much you don't know. And people I know all over the world, I feel, I don't know for a fact, but I feel that a good 95% of the people in this world that go on my research website do not know anything I'm talking about. They don't understand what I'm saying. You read the articles and read the research articles, they are astounding. The stuff that I have on my website are absolutely incredible. But most people don't understand the significance of it. They don't know. They don't have the education to understand.
But for the people that do know, it's a great service that you're doing and putting out for the world. Because there are some people, particularly now, that are standing up and going, hang on, the world isn't quite as we thought it was here.
Yeah. Finally, we're waking up to find out how much we didn't know before.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that for the past 60 years. Trying to tell people, wake up, learn how to read. Go back to school and learn how to read and learn how to think. And if you're in the U.S. of A, you're an American, you're not a U.S. citizen. U.S. is a corporation. It's a company like Sears and all the other big corporations. But corporations cannot make a law. Ford Motor Company and General Electric cannot come out and say that we have a law you have to do. Because you're just a company. So you don't have any right to tell people what they can do and what they can't do.
Are they a corporation of the British Crown?
Yeah, well, you can't make a law in America. America has no laws. Mm. As a matter of fact, you don't realize it, but you can't even pay a bill in America. You can discharge a debt, but you can't pay a bill. Mm. You can't pay a bill.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen to the economic system? Do you think it's going to collapse?
I think the whole entire world of business is going to collapse soon, because if you stay home and wear your mask and keep your mouth shut and do nothing and play stupid, one day you're going to find out you have no job, no money, no hope, no freedom, and the only thing left to lose now is your mind. And boy, that's going to happen real soon when the people finally find out who their politicians really are and what they've been doing from day one. They're doing it now, and they've been doing it for a long time. And therefore, you're going to wake up and find out how much you didn't know and how far gone you really are. And believe me, when people realize they've done it to themselves, they've done it to themselves. I told you to go home and wear a mask and keep your mouth shut. So we go home and wear a mask and keep our mouth shut.
Yeah.
Why? Because I told you to. And therefore, I don't care if you die. I don't care if you starve to death. Just go home and wear a mask and shut up.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do. And we've done it to ourselves.
Yeah. And it's like adults are children. They don't grow up. They still need that, like, parent.
So if you go on my website to jordanmaxwellshow.com, Jordan is like the River Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Jordan Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. So go on the web to jordanmaxwellshow.com. That's my website. And then you can join my research website, which is there on the home page. It says join the research website. It costs you to join the website, one small, tiny donation for life. And then you get the research website for life for one small donation. Oh, not shit, every year, not $500 a year and all that nonsense. Yeah. No, I make it very, very very inexpensive and cheap for everybody in the world. So only one time, just a one-time contribution. And it's very small and very tiny compared to everybody else that's out there making tons of money. I'm not making anything. I'm just trying to pay my webmaster and trying to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll share that with people. I'll share that to the listeners. Jordan, before we wrap this up, can you... Can you share with us who your influences was when you were young and when you had started researching? Who was your like influences growing up?
Growing up, my influences were Dr. Gene Scott, Christian minister, Dr. Gene Scott, yeah. One of the wisest and most intelligent Christian ministers that ever lived was Dr. Gene Scott. Incredibly intellectual mind. He forgot more about the world we live in than most people will ever hope to learn. A brilliant man. And then I was also close friends and admirer of and a very close friend to Manly P. Hall. Manly Hall was a dear friend of mine. And when he died, he left me all of his work. He left it to me when, in his will. And it's incredible. I was just amazed when I found out. I got a phone call. And I was working for a company in San Diego. And I got a phone call from the man who's running the university for Manly Hall. And he said, Mr. Hall left you something in his will. And I said, what? What did he leave me? And he said, no, I'm not going to tell you. Just come up and pick it up. I drove up that very day. I went back to Los Angeles from San Diego that very day. And he left me all of his intellectual property. He left me all of his books. All of his research was left to me.
Wow. Manly P. Hall was an absolute genius, right?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. He was a dear friend of mine. He left me all of his research because he realized I really care. I really wanted to know. So he left it all to me.
Wow.
He was a wonderful, wonderful friend. But most people have no idea because all they believe is what they've been told. They've been told something by somebody as ignorant as they are and stupid as they are. And they don't know. The friends that tell them things, they don't know. The whole world is filled with people who have no knowledge about anything at all. We just have opinions. Why? Because we don't read and we don't question anything. We just go along with whatever we've been told. Thank God we've got artificial intelligence. Because we don't have any intelligence ourselves, so at least we got artificial intelligence. I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say.
So, Jordan, tell everybody again what your website is.
Yeah, my website, again, you have to put the whole thing in. It's called JordanMaxwellShow.com. That's my website. And on my website, there's a research website you can join. And the reason you have to join it is because I've been told by attorneys, by my lawyer friends, I've been told that you're going to tell people things they're not supposed to know. You're going to get in trouble by telling people things they're not supposed to know. So if you're going to do that, you better keep it private. You better keep this information private. Don't put it on the web for anybody to see. Because you'll go to jail. So I'm telling people things they have no idea in the world that are going on my research website. That's why you have to join it.
Okay.
And the reason why is because if you go to a restaurant one night with about 10 of your friends, you all go out to eat together. And whatever you say at that restaurant in your table, whatever you yourself are talking about, that's nobody's business. That's private conversation. That has nothing to do with government. Government doesn't care what you think privately. They care what you talk about publicly. And so if you're talking about something, you're calling people names or whatever you want to say in private, that's private conversation. Nobody knows, just the people at the table. As long as they don't mind, you can say whatever you want. But if you go out on the radio and start talking the same way, now the government comes in. Now they can shut you down because they are empowered to protect the people. And so they protect the people from you. So you keep your mouth shut in public and you don't talk about these kind of things in public. You can talk about it in private, but not in public. So that's why the lawyers told me, keep all this information on your website, keep it private. because then it doesn't apply to the public, it doesn't apply to the law. And so I'm talking about things that people in power don't want you to know. It's called the Jordan Maxwell Research website. You have to join it, and you'll see stuff on there you probably don't even understand, never heard before, and don't understand it. It's because they've never been told. People have never been told. We have in America something called the Statue of Liberty. Liberty is what a sailor gets when he pulls into port. You get liberty if you're in the Navy, and you're in the Navy and you're on a boarded ship, and when you pull into port, you want to go out and have a drink. Well, you ask the captain permission, and if he gives you permission, you better be back a certain time or you're going to prison. You'll go to jail. He gives you liberty. You don't have freedom. There's no such a thing as freedom. You don't got freedom. You may have liberty, but you don't take liberties what you don't have. You don't take any liberties. And so the idea is that the Statue of Liberty does not represent freedom. It represents you ask permission. You pay the fine. You ask permission, you pay the fee and pay a fine if you don't do what you're told to do. That's why we have a Statue of Liberty, not freedom. Nobody said you were free. You are a human. You're just an animal. You're not free. So therefore, you have a Statue of Liberty. Liberty is what a sailor gets when he pulls into port. It's an incredible story of why the Statue of Liberty is in a harbor. It's in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jordan, it's been an absolute honor. Thank you very much for coming on, my friend.
Yep, and I would be delighted to do it again. I thank you for the invitation.
Cheers, Jordan. All the very best.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.